You'll hold in the bottom of the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet on the base, almost Daf Ayin Hein. Leshal again was Yiboylehu Ma Limnus Boy Rishon B'Sheni. In case we have this Ben Pekua, where you have the behemoth and is pregnant, you have the baby inside. So Shalif after the Shechita, if the mother becomes now an Avatum, if somebody touches it, what's the loch of the Uber? Is the Uber considered like part of the mother? It's also a Rishon L'Tumma, or does it become a Sheni L'Tumma? Yes, the Uber becomes a Sheni. The Shimlaka Shamano and Moinaba Rishim Sheni, Nasta Kegos and Makashkas Bukliposoi. It's like a nut inside a shell. That the shell and the nut, the shell is a Shaymal a pre, and therefore talks to it like one. So also, if after the Shechita same, the aim becomes Tamei, so who are the Uber also has the same Tum as the mother. On this Eisra Shimlaka Shab Yechanon, it says Namishna that Haboso Magin Avela. Tiber Rebbe Meir, in the case we had this Uber that stuck out his hand, and then they cut off his hand after the Shechita same. So Loch Riz, the Uber becomes Tamei. That's the words of Rebbe Meir. Chomer Mino Magid. Try for Shechita that has the Shechita same help for that Yad that's not Makabla Tuma. It doesn't become Tamei. My core point of the question is, according to Rebbe Meir, that the Yad has Tumas Eva Menachai on it, so true, it's Metam, it touches the Basar inside that we had before. It's not called the Beis Hastorim. But B'Shas the Pre-Shastan, it's called touching the Uber inside. But how was the Uber Huch Kabel Tumah? So B'Shleimu, the Amina Chad Guf Hu Korintro Resh Lakish, that it's considered like one Guf. Hainu, the Yishashe B'Damei D'Imei. When you made a Shechita on the mother, the dam that went on the mother was Machshu the mother, so since it's like one Guf, the Uber inside and the mother, so the dam that goes on the mother, that's also Machshu the Uber. Therefore, when you cut off the hand of the Uber could be Kabel Tumah. Elo Lidov, according to Rabbi Yechanon, but my Yischashe, you said it to Gufim, so true the mother had a Hechsher, but what happened to the Uber? Where was it a Hechsher? No water came, no dam came upon the Uber. So Amalei said back to Menachnami, Rabbi Yechanon holds that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that means Beshchita. Look, Rabbi Shimon, that since the Shechita same helps with the Uber, so it's considered like a Maisa Shechita was done to the Uber. And that's Rabbi Shimon Shechita, that a Shechita alone, since it's Mata, the boss of Achila, who was in its Machshu, the Kabel Tumah. Even though no boss and no dam came on it, the actual Hetera Shechita, that also makes the boss of Huchshu, the Kabel Tumah. That's why the Uber is Huchshu, the Kabel Tumah. The Enecham is two different Gufim, and there's no dam that went on the Uber, but the Hetera Shechita, that's what's Mata, the Huchshu, the Kabel Tumah. Now the Gemara says, Eis, Rabbi Yechin, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yechin has Kashat Rosh Lakish. It says, Ova ben Nohor, let's say an animal went through a river. So Rashi says it means ben tes chai, she nimtso b'shchuta v'godol. That after you shechted the mother, you cut open the mother, and you found inside of the ben tes chai, a ben pekua. And now it's walking around. So Lakhur, this ben pekua does not need shchita, and it's walking around. So what's going to be now if it goes through a river? So it says, Ova benor, then Huchshar. Then it's Huchshar Kabel Tumah. And therefore, Holach LeBeis HaKvoros, if now this Ben Pekua goes into Beis HaKvoros, Nitna becomes Tami. So it's like this, Bishleim L'Didi D'Amina, Trei Gufininu, according to Rabbi Yechon, I say, the Uber is not still the same Guf as the mother. So Mishum Hochshi Huchshar, in L'Huchshar Loi. Therefore it says only if the Uber, if this Vlad goes through a river and becomes wet. But if it doesn't become wet, it's a Huchshu Kabel Tumah. Even though a Shechita was done to its mother and the dam went on the mother, but that dam is not Huchshu the Uber. The Uber needs its own Hechshu. But Elul Didach, according to you, Resh Lakish, that you say no, the Uber inside the stomach has the same Malacha like the Behemoth itself. The Amrit that you say, Chad Guf Ev, they look as like it's one Guf. If so, Hoy Ischashe B'dom Adima. What does the Bryce have to say here that on this Ben Pekua goes through the river and becomes wet, even without the water? Still, it should have Hechsher, Agav Imei. It was a Shechita done to the mother, and the dam, the one of the mother, should also be Huchsher, the Uber. So, my answer is, Rosh Lakish answers, I'll tell you that here we're talking about the Shechita Yaveshta. Tafet of Ayin Hei Amar Aleph. We're talking about the Shechita Yaveshta, where the Shechita was a dry Shechita, meaning there was no dam at all that went on the mother. And he does not hold like Reb Shimon. So therefore, the mother taka does not have a hechsher either. Therefore, now there's Ben Pekua, the Uber, is only hechsher if it goes through the river. And then it is not like Rabbi Shimon that a shchiti aveshta is not hukh shlekamutum. Now the Gemara says, man tana, who's this tana that over benor hukhshur, that again when this ben pekua comes out of the mother's stomach, even though it does not need its own shchita, but still, so therefore it could be mekabel tumah, but it needs a hekshur, and the hekshur is only if it goes through the river, water went upon it. So man tana, who's this tana that over benor hukhshur, if it goes through a river, then it has hukhshur mekabel tumah, and then holach lebeis akvaros nitma, but without that not, on Rav Yechnon, Rav Yosi Aglili goes according to Rav Yosi Aglili. The Tanya is learned like this: Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili that Metame Tumas Oichlin, as you know, this Ben Pekua, even though it's alive right now, but still it's Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, and Besar Hechsher, who didn't need the Hechsher, without a Hechsher wouldn't be Mekabel. The Chiddush is even though it's alive, but since Lamaisa does not need its own Shchita, it's Mutar Tiri without a Shchita, so therefore it has the Lach of an Oichl right now. And therefore it is Roy Lekabel Tumah. Providing there's a Hechsher on it, it could be Mekabel Tumah. That's really the Chiddush here. That even though it's alive, so usually the behemoth that's alive is not Mekabel Tumah. But there the Pshat is it's also Bachila. Therefore it's not called an Eichel. But over here, Ben Pekua, since it was inside the mother's stomach, where the mother had a Shchita, so it becomes Mutta Bachila, so it's called an Eichel. Therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. However it says, the Chomam say no, Eina Matama nor Ben Pekua, still since it's alive, it's not called an Eichel, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Eina Matama Tumas Eichlin. Vnei Shulchai, that's the reason, since the Ben Pekua, this animal is alive right now. And that's the Klal, V'chol Shulchai, any animal that's alive, Eina Matama Tumas Eichlin, it doesn't have a Tumas Eichlin on it. It's not called an Eichel, calls the man it's alive only after it dies. Now the Gemara says, V'ozdo Reb Yechnan L'taymei, Reb Yechnan goes according to his own time. Now what? Rashi says, "Me become Reb Yechnan, Reb Yosef Lili, who be Shammai, Hametam and Dogi Mechai Mamud of Rechod." And so soon, since he both said, they said the same thing. Yishamim or Rabbon of the Metari Ben Bakua, Lav Mishun Srila the Torah and Shchita Reb Meir, not because they hold like Reb Meir Shchita, because if that's the reason, what does that have to do with the dog? It's almost like this: that the Yosef Reb Yechnan, Reb Yechnan goes according to his own time. That Yom Rav Yechonin said that Rav Yosi Haglili Ubei Shammai Omru Dover Echad, that they both say the same similar halacha, Rav Yosi Haglili and Bei Shammai. So let's see, what are these two halachas? Rav Yosi Haglili heard the Yamoran, that he says that Ben Perkua, this animal that's alive right now walking around, but since when it was in the mother's stomach a shchita was done to the mother, it's Mutab Achila now, you don't have to make another shchita on it, therefore it's called an Eichel, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. That's Rabbi Yosef Lulu's halacha. Now, Bei Shammai Ditznan, Bei Shammai says like this, Dogim Miyemasa Mekabel Tumah, when are fish Mekabel Tumah? Okay, it's the same halacha with fish. Calls them on, they're alive, they're not called an Eichel. When they're dead, look who they're called an Eichel to Mekabel Tumah. So exactly when is a fish called an Eichel? So Bei Shammai, Elu Bei Shammai says, Mishiyat Saidu, as soon as you catch it. Rashi says, the Chivon, the Yentoin Shchita, Harein Kemaisim, since you don't have to make a shchita on a fish to eat it, it's edible the way it is right now. Show me shchita tzaydu, as soon as you catch it, even though it's alive, it's still a mekabel tumah. Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Rabbi Yosef Lili and the Bei Shammai said the same thing, that even though here the fish is alive, and even though before the Ben Pekua was alive, but since they do not need a shchita to be matter them, you're not eat them right now, therefore they're mekabel tumah. Whether Beisul says, Mishia Maisu, no, even fish are not mekabel tumah till they die. Calls them on, they're alive. A bal chay is not mekabel tumah. Rav Akiva Omer, Mishor Shein Yichilu L'chayis. As long as they can't live anymore, it doesn't have to be dead, but as long as they can't live anymore, that's where it's mekabel tumah. So what says my bnei, what's the difference between Rav Akiva and Beis Hillel? Om Rav Yechanan, Dag Mekarta Hika Benayu. Like a fish that's struggling for life. In other words, it's about to die, there's no way to live anymore. Rashi says, "Mafarfer kugoyin sheyavish by kisela." They already dried up a little bit, that it can't live anymore, but it's not dead yet. So according to Beis Hillel, it will not be mekabel tumah. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it'll be mekabel tumah already. Now the Gemara says, "Boyi Rav Chizur, Chizur, yes, a shayla like this: No, do b'dogim simone treifa mahu. Let's say a dog has a simonim of being a treifer. What's the law for? Could it be makabel tuma now or not? So Rashi says, could go in nikfoy mayin Rebbe Kiva. Let's say there's a hole in B'nai Mayin, so it's a treifer according to Rebbe Kiva. So the question is, since it's a treifer now, Mustama's going to die, so could it be makabel tuma now or not? So Mora says, Tiboy Lamandiyama treifer chaya, Tiboy Lamandiyama treifer nechaya. Now we had a machleika before by a behema. When it becomes a treifer, the pshat is for sure going to die, or no, it doesn't have to die. So Mora says like this, Tiboy Lamandiyama treifer chaya. Even if you hold a regular treifer by a behema, could live. But maybe behemahu dinafisha chiyusam, that's only by a behema. Since the behema is big and strong, it has a lot of chiyus, a lot of life to it, so therefore it could live even though it's a treifer. Avo dogin, but fish, to loy nafisha chiyusayu, it's not that big and strong, it doesn't have that much life. Loy, maybe when a fish has a simen treifer in it, for sure it's going to die, and therefore would be makabatuma right now. According to Rabbi Kiva's sheet, at least, that holds that Mishor Shenichel Lachayis. Or do we maybe know that Afilu Laman Diyom Atreifer Nechay, even if you're by a behemoth, Atreifer cannot live? I tell you, Hani Milu, when was that said? Behemoth, only by an animal. Tiyesh Bemino Shchita. So I call upon him an animal needs a Shchita to it. So now that it became a Treifer, there's something wrong with it. The Shchita cannot be matter it. Avul Dogim, but fish. Tiyain Bemino Shchita does not need Shchita at all. Maybe loy, maybe there's no din treifer. Treifer means nothing. By a dog, Rashi says of dog and din meaning treifers. But you have a treifer like a bayal kamisa. There's only by a behema that treifer means something. It passes the shchita. So then treifer means something. But by a fish that does not need a shchita anyway, maybe treifer means nothing. It's still called kechayim right now. It's not makabel tuma. So take it. That'll be a good shayla. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be? Hetilu Nefel. Rashi says, Behema Matelis, you have an animal that had a miscarriage. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Chel Boy Kechel of Behema, that the fat of this Nefel is the same malachal like the Chel of Behema that's also teat, and the Vidit Yechayev Chorus. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. For Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish Omar, no, Chel Boy Kechel of Chayom. He holds that the Chel of this Nefel is the same malachal like a Chayom, that there's no isin on it. Rashi says, "V'yein b'yela isin avela." Shein shchitosu mataroso yavachel b'kipsaroi. It has luck like an avela. That's all. But as the chelov shiva, there's no chiyuv chorus eating this chelov, since it's only a nefil. It has luck like chelov of a chaya. Now Rabbi Yechonin says, "Rabbi Yechonin, normal chel b'kachelov behema. Why aziragorim? That means as soon as it comes out into the world, that makes it into behema." Rashi says, "V'chivin shenolad mitzvah." The filler of Yudu Yom Liel chol by mutahos the mud liyos liav. It's only inside the mother's stomach. But when the nafel comes out, as long as it comes out to the avir to the ear, that makes the yisur chelov chal upon it. Reb Shimon Lakish Shomano chel by kechelov chaya. That the chelov of this nafel has the same malacha like the chelov of a chaya that's mutav achila. Why? Because he holds chadoshim garmi. The behemah only has nisr chelov after it's 9 months old. But if it was a nafel, it wasn't grown for 9 months, it has no nisr chelov on it. Moshe said, Ika diyam is something like this, that kol hei chodolei kolu lei chadoshov, kol zaman the nafel was not 9 months old, lei klum, who everybody holds, that's not klum, it's not called a behemah, and therefore there's no nisr chelov on it. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes of Yechon Rosh Lakish, hecha dohishit yodah lemeya behemah, v'tolash chelov shoben teschai, that you put your hand inside the womb of the behemah, and you cut off a piece of the chelov of this ben teschai, this uber that's already 9 months old. That's the machlekes. The yochon, somebody eats it. Rabbi Yechonin nomah chelbok a chelov behemah. Yes, you chayev chorus for that chelov. Why? Chadoshim garmi. That once the fetus is 9 months old, even though it's still inside the stomach, it has a loch of a behema, and therefore chelov has nisa chelov on it. Because the trace of fats is chayev chorus. Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar, chelboi kechelov chaya, that no, that the chelov of this uber has a loch like a chelov of a chaya that's mutav achilah, there's no nisa chelov on it. Why? Even though the behema, the uber now, is 9 months old, but since it's in the mother's stomach, he holds that chadoshim v'yavira garmi. You have to have two things. It has to be 9 months old. It has to come out to the Azir. If it doesn't come out to the Av, it's not born yet, does not have a Tisra Chalif. This the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon lo Shum ben Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked the question from Shum ben Lakish. Ma Chalif ushtei klois. This is Alocho. In the Torah's Kahanim, that says this, Ma Chalif ushtei klois. Hamuras biyoshim. How come the Torah has to repeat itself? It's said already by Korban Shlomin. So how come it has to repeat itself that the Imrum that you burn is the Chalev and the Shtei HaKloyes, the two kidneys? So why do you have to say it by Murs B'Shlomin? That Moitze Mechlal Shlil comes to tell you that not the Chalev or not the Shtei HaKloyes of a Shlil of an Uber of a fetus. Is Av Kol Moitze Mechlal Shlil, or that everything is Yotze Mechlal Shlil, meaning to say a Shlil does not have these halachas. So most like this. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's kasha that Bishtem Ludi is good according to me, Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu Yitzchak Krua Lamutei. That's why I need a pasuk to say that this chaylev you cannot burn. Rashi says according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says that Chadosh Malon is Garmi. Therefore, if you have an Uber that's 9 months old, I would have thought to say Lamais is into that Nisa chaylev on it. So maybe the chaylev you also have to burn on the mizbeach. Kamashma and the Prophet know that's not Torah HaKrova, even though there's an Issa Chelev on it, but Lemaisa on the Uber Shaboy, there's no Din HaKrova on its Emurim, on its Chelev, I need a Prophet for that. But Elul Lididok, according to you, are Shlokish. Amai Yitzchak, what I need a Prophet for? According to you, are Shlokish, Kozuman didn't come out, Lavir Oilom, it doesn't have an Issa Chelev. So since there's no Issa Chelev on its fat, Shita, there's no Mitzvah HaKrova. No mitzvah krov is on chalif. So Malay, Rish Lakish says back, listen, time mo didi, nami mihocha. I learn out my yisoid from this halach here, since I see that the halach was by kochim, that the chalif of the uber is not toyin hakrovo. So I learn out from here, why? Because the chalif calls the man, it didn't come out yos lav roilam, it doesn't have a din chalif on it. That's what is no mitzvah hakrovo. And the kadiyam is something like this. That Ace Rav Shum ben Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shum ben Lakish yes Akash to Rabbi Yechanan. It says like this, Ma Chalif Ushtei Kloyes Hamuras Biyoshem, like what does it have to say specially to burn the Emurim, meaning the fat and the two kidneys of a Korban Oshem? That means teach us Moitze Mechlal Shlil. Come and tell us that by a Shlil, by the Ubers, fat and Shtei Kloyes, you don't have to burn. Is Av Kol Moitze Mechlal Shlil Mash Reni other Kotchim also. Is never didn't he have to burn the chelov of the uber? So Rish Lakish said this: Bishlam l'didi mishumachem miyaterachmana. Bishlam, according to me, that I talk is said that the chelov does not have an issa chelov on it. That's what the Torah says. You don't have to burn it. But elul didoch, but according to you, Rabbi Yechonon, likarif that you, Rabbi Yechonon, you say it does have an issa chelov on it. If so, how come there's no mitzvah akrova? That's the lach of the kachim. That the akrova has to be the emurim is the chalif. So here, since it's an uber, it of a korban, if so, he should have to burn it also. So Malay, so Yochanan answers back, that's not a question. Midi the evi a mechusas man, it's just like the loch of a mechusas man. That even though there's nisa chalif chal upon it, but the mice is not fit to be burnt yet. But she says, midi the evi a mechusas man, the yotzal avir, the kolach hadashim, even after the animal was burned, but not even after the animal was born, but it's not fit to be brought for korban for the first 7 days. Or the kuliyama behemu, it's called the behema, and it has a nisa chelev. If anybody would eat the chelev, but still the Torah says it's not royal akrova yet. Here also, Yechon holds that the fat of this uber, even though it has a nisa chelev on it, but the ma'isa, the Torah's ma'isa, there's no mitzvah akrova on it, just like a mechusas man. No, Omer Rab Ami, Rami says that Hashoychir is Hatreifa, somebody shechs the behemoth that's a treifa. Omotso bo bentes chai, and inside the behemoth you find the bentes chai, you find an uber that's already 9 months old and it's alive. So the shailah is now, when it comes out later, first of all, can you make its own shechita to be matarit? And that's shechita, the shechita you made on the mother, since the mother was a treifa, it's not called a good shechita. It's not matter this uber v'achila. The question is, can you make its own shechita on the behemah later? So Rami wants to say like this, that the divri yoiser, according to Rabbi Meir, shechita that holds the bent v'kua, is also teach without its own shechita. that the shechita of the mother is not matir the ubatid anymore. If so, then matir. Then, since she has to make its own shechita, it has its own two simonim, and the uber itself, this behemah now, it's not a treifa. Only the mother was a treifa. Therefore, pshita, you can make a shechita on it, becomes mutter with its own shechita. But the divra, yamatir, according to the chom shechita, that says no, the ben pakua, becomes mutter with the mother shechita, meaning to say that it does not have its own simonim. It's like they were shechted already with the mother simonim. If so, Isa, since the mother shechita was a shechita shreifa, it's not matter with pachila, so there's no hetter, there's no way to eat this ben pakua. But Rava says no, that the divri hamate nami, even if you hold that the shechita of the mother usually helps for the uber, but that's only if it's a good shechita. But in this case, where the shechita of the mother was a treifa, nami mutter, you could even make your own shechita on the uber itself, on the behemoth itself. Why? Because Rava shechita is that dalet simonim achshav berachmana. It's again like there are four simonim to be matter this uber. True, if you make a shechita on the mother's two simonim, and the mother's shechita was a kosher shechita, that shechita would be matter the uber b'achila. But even in a case where the mother's shechita was no good, l'maisa the mitzvah's uber, this ben pekua, has its own two simonim also. So if you make a kosher shechita on the ben pekua, it also becomes mutter b'achila. The Omer of Chizuv says, Hashoker is a treifa. Somebody shechts the behemoth as a treifa. Umotzo bo ben teschai. And inside it you find the ben teschai. Halacher is toyin shechita. That still you have to make the own shechita on this ben pekua. And therefore the chai is royev lachiyayim vakeva. And the imates toyim latamei b'masei. So again, what he meant to say was that since the mother shechita was a treifa, so that shechita is not matter the uber. So you also hold that it has dalet simonim, that you could make your own shechita on the uber. And when you make your shechita now on this behemoth, it's called the regular shechita, and therefore you chayiv in zroi v'chayim v'kev, you chayiv the matonis to give to a kohen. And Rashi says it's called a zevach. And therefore now, the imeis, let's say this behemoth dies, Rashi says b'loi shechita, the imeis is toyim l'tamah b'masa. Ishno, it's Torah, it has no Tumas Masa, it has no Tumas Avelar on it. And what's the reason why? Because the Maisa, the Shechita, was done to its mother. So true, its mother was a treifa, and it was in the mother's stomach. So at that time, that Shechita, our co-pornum, would help for this Uber now, that even though later it dies without a Shechita, it doesn't have Tumas Avelar. But just like a Shechita on a treifa takes off the Tumas Avelar, here also the Shechita on the mother would take off the Tumas Avelar on this Uber. Now it says, Omele Robert, Robert says like this, Robert explains now. Toyin Shechita, why do you say this Ben Pekua? Neither Shechita, come on, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Shechita holds what? That the Shechita's aim does not help for the Uber. Therefore, the Uber needs its own Shechita. It's come on, so that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shechita. But then you also say, though, the Emeis, if this Uber dies, though, it's Toyin Matama B'Masa, and that's not Thomas Masa, that's not Thomas Avela on it. Why not? Because the shechita of the mother helped for it. So come on, who's that go like? To Rabbanah, go back to Rabbanah shechita. That says what? That the shechita same is mitai meden nevela helps like for the uber. So therefore, since the mother shechita was the shechita of a treifa, then achnaim, it's not matarit pachila, but koponim, it's matarit, it has tumas, it takes over tumas nevela. So like the steerers, you go back to the mayor or to Rabbanah. So Mara says back, on the time according to your reasoning, how did Tony Rebbe Chiyah, that the Rebbe Chiyah taught us and learned, that Asher Chiyah a treifa, somebody shech the treifa, Umotzo bo ben tes chai, and he finds inside it a ben tes, an uber that's 9 months old and it's alive, the locker is turning shechita, that you have to make its own shechita on the uber, and therefore the chai b'zroi v'chayam v'yakeva, that it has a regular shem of a zevach, and it has a chiyah of matnas kuna. Any time a chef an animal, there's a chiyah to give the zroi l'chaim l'keva to the kohen. The mate, let's say though this uber dies though without shechita, it says clearly toyer matama b'masa, that it's toyer for tumas masa. Meaning to say, why the chugah for shechita's aim? The shechita was done to the mother. Help this much. Gemara explains now. Toyin shechita command is toyin shechita to go like Rabbi Meir, a gemay shechita. That what the uber needs the ben pekua needs its own shechita. And then it says, be amazed, toyim l'tama b'masa k'rabbonin. Because it's also a stira. How could that be? So the Moriah says, holakasha, that's not a kasha. Tell us this.
Rabbi Chiya im kva motzu meis koma. That's what Rabbi Chiya meant to say. This bris wouldn't be a kasha. Rabbi Chiya meant to say, have you already found it mace? Rashi explains, then the pshat is the whole thing goes according to Rabbi Meir. That even Rabbi Meir agrees that a ben test mace, if it's inside the mother, when they had a shchit, they're done to the mother, then about the shchit, the same as Mataros and Dein Avela. Rabbi Meir only argues when the uber is alive. So Meir here that Rabbi Chiya says, that if it's mace, it has no tumas novela, that could be going according to Rabbi Meir, if it was mace in the aim, not that it was alive then. Therefore, in this brice, it wouldn't be kasher. It's still a kasher on the locha before. So, Marzel, we do kasher according to your halacha, that you're not saying if it was mace in the stomach. That you're saying even though it's mace later, still it's tor. How could that be to steer it? To go according to Rabban or according to Rabbi Meir? So Amalei said back to listen to the dinami, even according to me also it's not a kasha. Why not? Because the klal is dalid simonim achshe beirachmona. The Torah according to Rabban and Shita, the pshat that the shchitos aim helps even for the ben test chai inside. The pshat is that they were like dalid simonim. There's the two simonim of the mother. And sure, if you make a kashra shchita on the mother is a kashra, then that shchit is matter the uber to be eaten. But let's say in a case where the mother was a treifer, so then her shchita does not help the heter achila. You should know the rabbanim still hold that the uber has its own two simonim, but they're really four simonim that can be matter this uber. It's its own two simonim and the two simonim of its mother. So in a case where the two simonim of the mother did not help, and economy, then we say the two simonim of the uber itself, you make a shchita on the uber, it's also makes the heter achila. When Lu Yitzhiya died without its own shchita, then you only left with its mother shchita. So I call upon the shchita tray for help to take off the tumas novela. Another more says, Kisolik Reb Zera, Mzera went up to Eretz Yisrael. Kisolik Reb Zera, Ashkechel the Rabbati, found Rabbati. The Yosef, he was sitting in Komle, said up like this. O Komle, Elohar Shemaita. Omle said, Yashi is saying very good, this is a good halacha. That the Dalit Simonim, Ashkechel the Rachmona. And the Chein Omer Reb Yechnon. Yechnon also looked like this. The Mzera says, Mechval, this should be a proof. The polygler of Shimon Lakish, and of course Lakish argues on him. Or the more he asks the question, Rashi learns, Boyi Boyi Minei, Shamat Shenech Lekolov. The more he asks the question, do you hear that Rashi Lakish argue or not? The more he says, Ma Shoyhe Vishoyilei, Vishosiklei, that he waited a little bit. Rashi says, Mishoyhe Vishoyilei, the meaning of Rashi Lakish was that when Yochanan used to say something, so, and he didn't agree to it, so Rish Lakish would wait a while, a minute or two, an hour or two, before he went to argue that maybe Rabbi Yechon would be Chayza. So, the Mar says that Yehoshua went out, therefore he didn't hear clearly if Rish Lakish argued or not, so he's not sure whether Rish Lakish argues or not Rabbi Yechon. But the minute Rish Lakish was used to wait an hour or two until he argued, and if Yehoshua left before that time was up. And Vika the army, some say, Mishteh Havishasi, he drank a little bit for Shosel and he kept quiet. Rashi says, Shay Samay Noya, Kisham Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish was drinking water when Rabbi Yechanan said over this halacha. Over Terech Kachin, during that time when Rish Lakish was still drinking, Rabbi went out. So Kitz Rabbi does not know clearly if Rish Lakish argues or not. Now it says, Nemishna Zashimit Shazuri Yemir Afilu, even if it's walking around, still it's Mutav Achilo. Verse Takasha Haina Tanakama also holds that a bent paku that's a chom shita, that since it was inside the mother's stomach when they had a shita, the shita same helps. So what's the more, what's the shimon adding on? Even though it's walking around, it's 5 years old and walking around. So Verse says, yes, I'm Rav Kano, Hifra Sagabe Kaki Gibanayim. The once the uber comes out and starts walking around on the kako, that's nafkamina. So according to the Tanakama Midirabonan, it's also teeth from without a shita. People think you're not eat meat without a shita. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's 5 years old and walking around, there's no gzera, still you're allowed to eat it. Now, Omer Rav Mishashi, Mishashi says like this, the Divri Yom, according to Man Yom that holds, Choshesh in the Zera Av, we're afraid for the Zera Av. Rashi says, the Divri Yom, Taninahu, B'yest V'yespanoi, it's a Man Yom Aleid in the Perikos V'yespanoi, Tekomar, Noyig V'yeschorim, Tadiyot V'yest V'yespanoi is also Noyig V'yeschorim, because even by your father, we're choshna zerav, by the father gives off his chelik into the ben. So that man the yomer holds choshes and azerav ben pekua habu al behema mal yisum. Let's say this behema is a ben pekua, means it was a ben tes chai in the mother's stomach when the shechit was done to the mother, and according to the rabbanim, it's mutter to eat this behema now without a shechita. So this ben pekua now lives with another animal, with a behema mal yisum, and the female now becomes pregnant and has an uba. So have vlad en latakonish. No, that vlad has not a kona. There's no way to be matter that vlad de'achilo, because as far as the father goes, it has no simonim. It's mutatit. As far as its mother goes, it has two good simonim. So the kid now, like two, it has two half simonims. So you cannot make a shchit on those simonim. Therefore, there's no way to eat this kid. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Hakol Mod, everybody agrees that the kolot ben pekua shemuta. If the animal that's born, this ben pekua is also kolot, does not have simoni tyra, its hooves are flat, it's not split, still it's muta. My time, what's the reason? That komil sedir tmiya mitka dochel leinshi. Diva tanakama val mishnah that holds that a ben pekua midirabon is also treated without a shchita, that's only a regular normal animal. But here, this Ben Pugu, it's who?